This is North San Juan Friday Sports.
Welcome, and the next 60 minutes will bring you everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, the Dons prepare to play high-flying, free-scoring league leaders in Inverness Ballyfistle at Pittodrie. Can they become the first team to inflict a defeat on the Highlanders in the league this season? We preview their chances in just a moment. Also tonight, the huddle, Bosie, or anything else you care to call it, yes or no. We get your thoughts on that and other subjects. The rest of the SPFL, Peterhead, Highland League and beyond, plus rugby and more ahead of the in-demand and top 30 on the Northeast number one for sport across the region before seven. Stay with us.
This is Friday Sport on North San Juan with John Mellis, Dave McDermott, and Dave Galloway.
First, as always, we check in at Pittodrie, and manager Derek McInnes going into a pre-match press conference on the back of a convincing victory.
It had to be a good performance. You know, I think we had taken a try and, like I say, really assert ourselves and impose ourselves on the opposition, because they were a team last week who, we like to dominate possession and are comfortable in possession and are used to that. But, you know, we beat a team who are used to certainly winning at home, and have started the season well. But we're playing against a team now who are the top of the league. So it's a challenge for us, but it's a challenge that I think we're ready for.
Big Calvin, very impressive last weekend. Do you think maybe a weight's been lifted off his shoulders now?
I think it's like that for strikers, you know, rather than just specific to Calvin. I think certainly strikers, especially when they go to a new club, I think they want to try and get off the mat as quickly as possible. And for various reasons, I think it's took him a bit longer than maybe he anticipated. And but also get Josh on up off and running as well last week. So for strikers, I think it's good for them because they feel that weight of responsibility. It's good for them to score at the back of the net, especially in a winning performance.
And you mentioned Terry Butcher a moment ago. You'll be looking forward to pitting your wits against Big Terry.
Yeah, he's somebody I've got a lot of respect for, a lot of time for. You know, I'm through my pro licence alongside Terry, and so with 2 years working alongside each other. And, you know, when you work with people as close as that, you get to know them well. And he was always, he's good to hold in court and his stories. And I think I enjoyed any time you get in and around his company, it's always worthwhile. And, you know, he's done a fantastic job there. And, but he knows me and I know him. We both want our teams to do well, regardless of who the manager is, regardless of who we're playing. It's all about my team on the pitch and hopefully doing a job on Saturday.
Some exciting games to look forward to. Three big games in quick success in Inverness and then Falkirk and St Mirren away. You must be relishing that programme.
Yeah, well, obviously first comes first, and it's Inverness at home. You know, a team top of the league, and it's a good challenge for us, like you say. So if we can get a result on that one, it makes the next one that bit easier. And in terms of how we're feeling, in terms of our frame of mind, and I think it's important that players go into each game confident as they can. And we can get that from our training, we can get that from their physical well-being, they can get that from previous results. And certainly we're going into this game off the back of a good result, and the boys itching to go again.
Hi, good evening. You're on North San Juan's Friday Sport. I'm Joe Mellis. Joining me as always from the North San Juan Sports team, Dave Galloway and McDermott. Evening, both.
Evening.
We went into the match last weekend with a lengthy injury list, slightly worried that Niall McGinn's name was on it, and up popped three other guys, Zola, Pollitt, McGinnis, to put the game out of sight. Well deserved, Dave. Question asked and answered, I guess.
Yeah, and it was exactly as we said 7 days ago, that it was an opportunity for others to step up to the plate, and they certainly did, and it was a fantastic performance. They never let Thistle settle, got in about them from start to finish, and not a failure on the park in a white shirt last week.
Do you think this is a case of the other forwards, Dave, like Josh and Calvin, now that they've scored, do you think they will be off and running now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Calvin, once he scored that goal to put us ahead last weekend, you could just see an almost instant difference in his confidence, and he really looked like he was on fire. He had a really, really impressive game. Big Josh came on as sub, scored a cracking goal, and yeah, I think they can really go from strength to strength now. And I'm not saying either we'll get 20 goals a la Niall McGinn, but they'll certainly chip in with a very good amount, and I think it's very important to spread the goals throughout the team.
Mm. On to tomorrow's match, Inverness on an unbeaten run, coming through to Pittodrie, no doubt confidence themselves, and rightly so, Dave. They impressed last season. If anything,
they're looking even better starting this. Have we got enough to cope with them and maybe even become the first team to inflict a defeat upon them?
There's certainly every chance that we can. I mean, they are playing very well. They're full of confidence, but they're certainly beatable. Absolutely. And teams will go on a run. It's their run just now. It's exactly the opposite way they started last season, because they started when Terry Butcher was the favourite for the first manager to get the chop, and then he managed to turn things round tremendously. And it's funny, the manager yesterday, he was asked, did he play with Terry Butcher? And he said, well, no, but he knew him quite well. They did the pro licence together, but he also mentioned jokingly that he had Terry Butcher Panini stickers that he couldn't get rid of because nobody would take the swaps. But it was a couple of the papers say, you know, as it was Terry Butcher, you know, while we're talking the whole press conference about Rangers, which was not the case. He was asked, did they play together? And he said, quite rightly, no.
Unusual to be in a press conference.
I noticed it said that in one website of one of the Nationals that Derek looking forward to playing against his boyhood hero. There can't be that much age difference between them, so not quite that.
How unusual we were in a press conference where everyone wanted to talk about Rangers. It's odd.
That's the Glasgow press for you.
Even at this early stage, not that I'm being a doom monger, but a win for Cali Thistle tomorrow, we'll see them open up something like a nine point gap.
You don't want that to happen, obviously. But I do. I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow. Mm. I think the mood in the camp is really positive. It's been a really good week in terms of the after that Thistle win, everybody took a great lift from it, and it was back. I think that performance was the way we played, the way that we were looking to play at the start of the season. And I think last night with the Joe Shaughnessy affair, which took up Twitter.
Affair?
Well, not affair.
We don't know. Affair at this stage. He's only been on one date.
Yeah, and if I was a lassie, that would be the last
date.
That'd
be curtains, wouldn't it?
But I think what it did show, and a lot of the fans made the point, because the players were getting involved, it was a lot of good banter. And I did say to Joe today that when I was his age, if I was going on a date, we'd have told a soul about it. And that was before social media, but he did point out, I didn't share a flat with Nicky Lowe, so...
Yes.
But the point I was making was that the fans were saying, quite rightly, about how the team were all getting involved, and I think that epitomises, there's no cliques in this dressing room, it's all everybody in it together, which is, of course, the way it should be.
Stepping into game 101 in a Dawn strip is Ryan Jack, that 100th appearance coming last weekend against Partick, and he's been chatting to Red TV's Matt Panton about it for Northern One's Friday Sport.
On the Friday night, me and Pete were in the room, and I don't know how the conversation came about, but I just online or something, I think, and I says to Pete, oh, I think it's my 100th game this weekend, and then obviously we had a bit of a laughing joke about it, but no, I was delighted to obviously get to that stage, and with injuries I've had as well, it was obviously a big day for myself to get there, and hopefully there's many more to come.
Can you remember all 100? Are you good at remembering games or not? Or did you say once past or past?
Yeah, I do look back on games, but obviously just the good ones, not the bad ones. But no, I do look back, and I think over my time it's been good so far, and I've really enjoyed it, so hopefully there's many more to come. I could be up to about 200, but no, the injuries have obviously pegged me back. But hopefully I can just put that behind me now, and I can move on and try and get as much games as I can.
Can I just say, right, in every interview that we ever air on this show, there is a phantom door closer that walks into every single one and slams the door before the end.
I wish Mal would stop doing his interviews in the loo. That's obviously where it
comes. Maybe the building's haunted.
We'll go in here, it'll be quiet. Ooh. Oh, look, there's Joe trying to climb out the window. Ryan Jack there, chatting to Red TV for Friday Sport in Northern One. He mentioned it would probably be a higher count of games had it not been for injuries. He hasn't been blessed with the best of luck in that area, but being young enough, he's healed, he's returned pretty quickly every time. And now, Dave, I suppose at a relatively young age, playing for his age group at international level, and ever present in the Dons first team, he's progressing well, isn't he?
He certainly is. And, Derek paid him a huge compliment earlier in the week by comparing him to, he said that there's no better central midfield player in the Premiership in Scotland at the moment, and you know, I think that's absolutely great. He's matured so quickly. He signed that new deal in the summer, which is a great piece of business by the club, and he's been involved in the Scotland squad, called up obviously for the Croatia game, and you know, if he keeps away from the injuries as you mentioned, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind he'll become a Scotland regular in the not too distant future.
I think it's probably quite a good indication of his level of maturity, as you say, that he didn't just take any offer that came in and move south immediately. He knows he's got time on his side, and he did the sensible thing and is progressing in the way that we've seen. So yeah. I mean, it's turned out to be a good move for him, isn't it?
It is, and I think he also knows that if things go his way, you know, he's seen some of his former teammates. It's turned out not the grass not to be as green as they perhaps thought, but he's sensible enough to know that if he does bide his time, he's the one that's going to benefit in the long run. And you know, he's a sensible lad, and you know, good luck to him, and an absolutely vital part of the squad right now.
I think he's a certainty to be an Aberdeen skipper in the next few years.
If
he still stays,
I actually think he'll probably earn a big move before that happens, but you never know. Don't forget our coverage of the entire game with the North Sun 1 sports team, as always, tomorrow afternoon, live on Red TV at afc.co.uk. The two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position to take you through it. And if you can't listen online, or if you're on the move, Elisa's got all the goal flashes and gossip and goals tomorrow afternoon on North Sun 1. Well, more on the big game in just a moment when Jamie Langfield tackles the huddle question by claiming it's more of a cuddle, just a bozy. Well, you put it like that, there won't be any more intrusion on the matter. Sorry for asking. Abdi likes a bozy. But first, here's your chance to see if they go in for another one tomorrow, live at the ground, courtesy of North Sun 1's Friday Sport, to get into the draw for a pair of tickets. And I should really have checked this in advance. I'm hoping that there's only one name that's going to come out here. Aberdeen versus Inverness. Tell us, which current Dons player was signed from Inverness? Tell me there's only one.
I think there's only one.
Good. Which current Dons player did we sign from Inverness a couple of seasons ago? If you think you know, call me now on this number. It's Aberdeen 400 969 01224 400 969. You know the answer we want, right? Good. Good luck. It's Aberdeen versus Cali Thistle, and just ahead, a confidently bouncing Butcher on the way moments on North Sun 1's Friday Sport.
North Sun 1, the official station of the Dons, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
It's Aberdeen versus Inverness, Caledonian Thistle tomorrow afternoon at Pittodrie. Terry Butcher more than quietly confident.
Everybody's making a song and dance about other teams, but we're there, we're doing well, we're enjoying it. The boys have got a smile on their face, and we certainly want to have that come 2:45 on Saturday. There's a big responsibility on every player from Aberdeen, because you know they've got the history, they are a bigger club, and the pressure is very much on them.
They've been going really well, Cal Thistle, no doubt about it. Terry Butcher's trying to ramp it up just a little bit there. If we are to win, and no one's managed it so far, who do we have to stop? How best do we go about it, Dave?
Well, Billy Mackay's the obvious one, because he's been scoring for fun, taking over where he left off at the end of last season. But they have got a lot of other
did well hang on to him, actually.
They did. And the laddie Vincent that they've signed seems to be a natural replacement for Andrew Shinney. So that's Shinney, not Shiny.
So we'll never replace Andrew Shiney.
That would be some signing.
Indeed. That would be their midfield.
Evening, Andrew.
Vincent, they've got a real knack of being able to pick up players that nobody's ever heard of from teams sometimes that nobody's ever heard of, and they just slot in. They play so well as a team, great spirit, but as I said before, they're certainly not unbeatable. There's still tickets available, obviously, because the manager made the point the fans have got such a role to play tomorrow, and we're a wee bit behind the St Johnson game in terms of numbers, so which is quite surprising. Mm. So we're probably looking about, at the moment, maybe the 11, 12, but it would be great to just get a wee push between,
How many fans do we think Vanessa might bring through tomorrow?
They won't bring that many. I mean, they don't have that many at the home games. No.
300 or 400, maybe?
Well, hopefully. Because it's okay, they've got their derby against County, but there is an affiliation between the two clubs. And obviously, when they came up to SPL, they played the first half of the season
at our ground.
At our ground, so they're used to that wee trip. or not, so we trip.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, Inverness isn't that far. It's only 100 miles, and a lot of people have relocated to this part of the world. So, yeah.
Tickets are available from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and obviously you can buy online, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So just push, because, again, we've seen it already. We saw it even at the Stavanger game. You know, the crowd made a difference, and the players respond.
Mm-hmm. You can get them Aberdeen 63-1903 from memory. 63-1903 or afc.co.uk/e-tickets from memory. Right. Hopefully in top form, but not called upon too much to show. It's Aberdeen's number one, Jamie Langfield, chatting to Norths and One's Friday Sport about the game and the Bozzy.
It was just one of these spontaneous things that happened, and it's caused some upset, but we don't like to call it the huddle. I think we call it the Aberdeen Bozzy, as I've seen on Twitter. So it's not a huddle, it's a Bozzy. And we're a young team on Saturday, and it's something that the manager and the boys, the older boys, have discussed, and it's just to get the young boys up, and it worked. But as the manager said, it won't happen all the time, but sometimes the younger boys need that. The boys are confident. I think once you take a performance like Saturday against Partick away from home, you've got to take some real positives from it, and we certainly have. But we know Inverness is a totally different game. They play totally different to Partick, and we now to get into the game, we need to do things different, but take the positivity from last week into it.
It says a lot about the great attitude of the players that were fielded last weekend, about the squad, that you could turn out a performance like that despite all the injuries.
Yeah, well, I think the manager said prior to the game he believes we've got the players in the changing room, even if we lose players through injury. And I think that was justified last week. I know a lot of people said, oh, they're missing Barry, we're missing Willow, missing Russell. These players, and Niall, we're missing these players, but it shows you the strength and depth we've got here, because I think the manager's seen over the last few years we've lost a lot of players out of injury, and he's built a squad that's with strength and depth.
Saturday should be a great occasion, shouldn't it, Jimmy? You know, a big crowd, game against the top of the league, should be a cracking match.
I think it will be. We know we're going to expect from Inverness there. They're a well-drilled side, and they've got a lot of good flair players in their team now, and obviously they've got Billy Mackay, who scores a good lot of goals this season again, and we're going to have to take care of him. But it's all set up for a great game, and we're looking forward to it, and hopefully give our home fans something to shout about.
Right, before we go any further, I can't believe we're doing this. Talk about dissecting a subject. This week's topic is entitled The Bozzy. Which you can see in Aberdeen Mad, as always, this week, written like this by Gallus79. What does everyone make of the big Bozzy the players performed at Fir Hill on Saturday before kickoff? Personally, I thought it was half a fine. And Fir give the boys a G up on their way to a romping 3-0 away victory. Long may it continue, and should they in no way be answerable to anyone. On the Bozzy, as always, Dave's got your thoughts on that one. So, Dave, what happened as the Bozzy developed?
Yeah, there's some fairly left-field comments in this one tonight. First of all, from Blow Up Sheep, oh dear Gallus, I dinna believe you just started this one. I shacks me heed. By the way, just for the record, I fair thought the Bozzy was half a fine and should become part of the normal pre-match routine. Old Enough to Remember says we need the official word on the correct spelling of Bozzy, Bozzy or Bozzy. And Ludo Veritas suggests Boise, B-H-O-Y-S-I-E, get where he's coming from. But Jack Don responds, dinna be daft, he was in Only Fools and Horses. Three Stripes says, I do believe it is Boise, as correctly given on the thread name, B-O-S-I-E. Well done, Gallus, for pointing out it was indeed a Boise and not a blank, blank huddle. Steph, remarketed, new name, make it local, sorted. You're superb, you nailed it. You made it your own, we own it. Ernie predicts that in 2 or 3 years' time, all Glasgow toddlers will be denied a Bozzy, as it's an Aberdeen thing. Dawn Till I Die is all in favour of it. If it played even a small part in motivation last week, 3-0 will do me. Calling it the Bozzy further shows that we have a sense of humour up here and not governed by paranoia as some other clubs are. Don Staff's rendition of Let's All Do the Bozzy. It makes me feel all cosy. Na 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 na.
Woo!
I
was keeping time there.
Really?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I told you there was some left field comments. And
I should have read this in advance.
That's actually got quite a lot of support. So, don't be surprised if you hear it tomorrow. Don John 83, I'm all for the Bosie. I missed it on Saturday because I didn't get in time. Didn't think I'd have booed the team for it, mind you. But what a performance from the lads. So Bosie away till your heart's content, I say. Mason 89 isn't a fan. Good for clangers. He shouldn't even be in it. It's a Celtic huddle. It's getting booed. Nice cheery chap. Swadon, just because the Celtic do a similar thing doesn't mean they have to be the only ones that can do it. Burton Albion did one last Saturday as well. Doesn't mean they're like Celtic, except of course one particular player who plays for Burton Albion. So for Don, it's a yes from me. If the players want to do it and it gees them up a bit at the start of a match, then why not? I don't buy this. It's a Celtic thing. Sounds a bit Celtic-minded, in my opinion. Gogs, 1958. I'm one of Langfield's biggest critics, but I have to give him credit for his sense of humour and awareness of fans' views. And no major clangers for ages. Well, maybe the Celtic game. Anyway, if it works for the team, we should be behind it. Nothing wrong with a Bosie. The team should run out to Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Bosie, suggests the Angus Bull.
Okay.
Ole, ole, excellent piece of PR there by Jamie. Great interview. Finally from Red Sheep, hate the huddle, like the Bosie. And I think most people, it's a yes.
Do you know, what I would like to see, actually, is the next time Celtic play up here, we go and have a wee Bosie before they have a huddle and see how that goes down.
Interesting.
Probably
but
not.
As I say, it's not going to happen all the time, and I think everybody's.
What's your own thoughts on it?
Who
cares?
I don't give two hoots. Yeah. If we win the game, whatever they do to help them win the game,
I couldn't give
me
a stuff.
If they have a sponsored leg shape before kickoff and that makes us win, I couldn't care less.
I don't think that will happen.
No, probably not.
You've taken that too far.
Well, mind you, they grew moustaches before games. I don't know whether that did anything to help with the result, but they did do it through.
November,
yeah.
You'll no doubt see more again this
Yeah,
November.
Probably. We'll get on to the poll in a second after our experts take a stab at the team we think will start tomorrow. It's predicted Derek time. The 11 men you think will start for Derek McInnes tomorrow afternoon against Inverness. Dave the Younger, we will start with you. The team tomorrow, please.
I'm going to go with the same lineup as last weekend.
No start for Barry Robson?
I would have Robson and McGinn on the bench.
Right.
And bring them on at some stage, obviously. So it would be Jamie Langfield in goals, back for Joe Shocknessy, Michael Hector, Andy Considine and Mark Reynolds. Midfield, Johnny Hayes, Ryan Jack, Peter Pollitt and Greg Wilds. And up front, who have I missed out? Calvin Zola.
I wouldn't miss him.
Calvin Zola up front.
Cammy Smith, do you see him?
Cammy Smith, yes. Cammy Smith.
You're on the ball.
In midfield with Peter Pollitt in behind Calvin Zola.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
I'm exactly the same. Langfield, back four of Don Juan, Hector, Considine and Reynolds. Hayes, Pollitt, Jack and Wild and Smith and Zola.
Okay, and
Don Juan.
Oh, he's never going to live this down.
Oh,
the one
dear.
To watch, the man who will potentially make the difference to the result tomorrow for the Dons. Dave, you want to?
I'm going to go for Big Calvin because I think, as well as the goal giving him confidence and then making the second goal, I think you saw the benefit. I mean, he went through almost a second complete pre-season during the international break, worked really hard on his own, and we saw the benefit. He looked a different player, so I think that could be the making of him as far as his Aberdeen career is concerned.
And Dave?
Not for the first time, and I'm sure not for the last time this season, Ryan Jack. Just been a revelation this season. He seems to be getting better almost with every game. He just struts around so confidently, marshalling the midfield, and I think he could be the ace in the pack.
And finally, a scoreline for the match, Aberdeen versus Inverness. Dave Galloway, we'll start with you this time.
I will go for Aberdeen 2, Inverness 1. I'm sure we'll do ourselves justice. You know, the players will give it their all against the league leaders. You know, the lads know if they don't, they won't be able to go out on the town afterwards with clear consciences because, you know, the night has 1,000 eyes, as we know.
And Dave?
I'm going to go for 3-1. Notice how last week, when I was quite sort of conservative and they actually did better than I
Well,
thought.
bizarrely in a sort 3-1. Of countdown-esque yeah. moment, I've written 3-1 down there as well. Which
it would be unusual for us both to be right.
I don't think it's ever happened.
Indeed, that's unusual.
Just before the other matches, let me bring on the poll. Such is the up-and-down nature of our fans and our form. From a couple of weeks back, we're now back onto the do you think we'll finish second in the league again? Press are obsessed with this, aren't they? And I noticed Derek played that one down by saying to suggest such a thing smacks of downright arrogance. Cali Thistle are league leaders of merit, and if their fans are anything like our own, they're probably quietly entertaining the possibility of winning the entire championship. But don't say it loud. Anyway, to the poll, which is expressed like this online: despite Derek McInnes dismissing talk of Aberdeen securing second place in the Scottish Premiership, can the Dons finish best of the rest? I always hate the second place question on the very basis it suggests that you've given up in first and allowed that to become acceptable in your mind. But that's just a bugbear of mine. Anyway, despite Derek McInnes dismissing talk of Aberdeen securing second place in the Scottish Premiership, can the Dons finish best of the rest? Yes.
Yes, 43.9%. No, 56.1%.
To know, the last season we had a fixture that we called Top of the Table Tuesday, or at least maybe I called it that, when we'd been going well, and Cali Thistle came through here and took that idea away from us before going on a great run. Maybe this time it can work the other way. We'll find out tomorrow. And if you'd like to see that game tomorrow on us, a really simple question to answer gets you into the draw for a pair of tickets in just a minute. And on the subject of being involved in the show, you can take part in our polls and topics online at Aberdeen Mad. We always look forward to your comments. Just make them clean enough to broadcast, please. They're there on a weekly basis. Occasionally we'll start the topic. More often than not, we'll take one of yours. But that's how you can contribute to the show on a regular basis via Aberdeen Mad. Or, of course, you can email us directly here at sport@northsound.co.uk. sport@northsound.co.uk. To the other games, Celtic trying to pick themselves up after the disappointment of conceding two late goals in Milan midweek. Tomorrow afternoon, they welcome St John's. Bosnia Lennon says his players will have no issue getting set for it.
They know they've played well. They'll be disappointed, but, you know, the best thing they can do is get back out there and, you know, play again. I know there's always a worry, the two-day recovery. You know, the likes of Pukki and Borg there now are knocking on the door for a start as well. So, you know, the squad is strong.
Saints David Wotherspoon hoping to reignite a good early start.
Got to think back to the start of the season. We've won a couple of games and we've drawn a couple, and I think we need to push on from here. And obviously going to Celtic Park at the weekend is going to be a difficult task, but anything can happen.
Celtic v St Johnstone, Dave. I think there may be something for the taking here for Saints, which probably means it'll be 5-0 Celtic. But what do you reckon?
It's one of these games that could go either way. We saw, we saw it last year with Celtic when they're in the middle of the East Chan with Barca up next, and it's all of a sudden become a must-win game. And even listening to Charlie Mulgrew saying that they need to concentrate in the next one, but he was meaning the next Champions League game. So if he goes in with that attitude, St Johnstone could very well get a draw. But I have a sneaking suspicion that Celtic might just win it 2-1.
Hibs fans are back at Easter Road hoping their team's turned the corner and put a bad start behind them. St Mirren's fans come calling hoping their team can do the same. Buddy's Gary Harkins just keeping his head down and getting on with it.
As a footballer, I've always tried to ignore everything else that's going on and leave that up to the people that St Charles with. I think for me, I've enjoyed my time as I come in, so it's not been a question for me. It's just one where if we can get the first win, I think it will not be talked about.
Hibs v St Mirren, Dave.
Hibs v St Mirren, I can see nothing other than a score draw there.
Patrick Thistle take on Kilmarnock, still stinging from the Dons defeat last weekend. Manager Alan Archibald says this one was hard to live with.
We lost to Motherwell, obviously, but I think it was the manner of defeat, the way we played. It was very, very disappointing, and we lost bad goals. I just think too many of our players didn't turn up on the day. To win a game, you need maybe 8 or 9 playing at their best, and we had nowhere near that.
Kelly Stanley Clark playing down any negative chat about his team going into this.
There's no pressure on our guys. They just got, as long as they work as hard as they can and try to concentrate and doing the job we ask them to do, then that's all you need. And if that's pressure, then I'm sure we'll be able to live with it.
Patrick v. Kelly, Dave.
I think Thistle will have learned from last week. They were pretty shell-shocked, to be perfectly honest. And I think they'll, as I say, they are a good side, as we've seen from their performances this season. So I'm going for a 1-0 win for Partick.
Last one for Saturday sees Hearts travel to Dingwall to face Ross County. Hearts, Gary Locke.
Whenever we go up the Highlands, we know it's a tough game. This will be no different. You know, Ross County are a really good, experienced team. As you say, they've had a bit of an indifferent start, but they've still got a lot of quality. So we know how difficult it's going to be.
Derek Adams can recall his playing days against a vastly different cash-injected Corgi side.
There's obviously been a big difference since then. You can only live within your means, and you know that's what they're having to do now. You want all the good teams to stay in the league, but you want to stay in the league yourself, and you want to make the Premiership as strong as possible. You know, my concern is not Hearts.
Hearts didn't have much luck last time they visited the Highlands. Will they get more joy 12 miles further north, Dave?
I believe they will, John. Ross County have not been doing well this season. Hearts have got a fantastic team spirit, and I think that will be enough to get them 3 points. I'll go for 1-0 Hearts.
Finally, in the Sunday game, Dundee United welcome Motherwell to Tannadice. These games have a history of throwing up a few goals, and United's helped me out with this. Nadir Siftsi? Let's go with that.
It's tricky, is it?
Who cares?
Hoping Shifky, to be on... Sifky, I don't know.
Shifty, that'll do. Hoping Shifty. To be on the end of more chances after dismantling Ross County last weekend.
A little bit disappointed about the two goals against. Well, disappointed, I mean, would be feeling better if we didn't have them against. But overall, I think we're really happy. We could have scored easily more, especially me. I had the great chance. I mean, Goldie, but... 4 goals, I think, is a good result.
Scary, they were like 3-0 up at half-time, I think, in Dingwall. Yep. Dundee United versus Motherwell, Dave.
It could be quite a decent game, to be honest. I'm struggling to separate them. I'll go for 2-2.
This is North Someone's Friday Sport. A big game this weekend, of course, Aberdeen v Inverness. The entire game live on Red TV at afc.co.uk. Our commentary team in place, as always, two Daves and Andrew Shiney. But if you can't be online with us for whatever reason, at least they'll bring you any goal flashes on North Someone's Gossip and Goals. And even better, we'd love for you to be our guest at the big game live with a pal. Here's how to get into the draw, simply by answering this question. Which current Dons player was signed from Inverness? Which current Dons player did we sign from Inverness a couple of seasons ago? You think you know? Call us now. It's Aberdeen 400 969. 01224 400 969. Good luck.
Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
With the MSIS Group, providers of specialist FPSO deep tank cleaning services to the offshore industry.
The Vodafone Big Top 40.
Your download sent Jason Derulo straight to number one.
Talk dirty to me.
Katy Perry will be trying to get back to the top.
I got the eye of the tiger.
And Jessie J will be trying to climb our chart.
Number one.
Sunday from 4 with freebie rewards on pay as you go.
This is North Sound 1.
Frasers of Ellen continue to refurbish and modernise their store, and we're delighted to announce the arrival of our new autumn collections. Our autumn event is on now and all next week, when you can save up to 50% and spread the cost with easy payment terms. If you've never been to Frasers of Ellen, it's well worth a visit, and we look forward to showing you our new look store during our autumn event. Frasers in Eithen Terrace, Ellen.
Are you starting college or university this autumn?
Student ID, notepad, pens, books, laptop, microwave, kitchen sink.
Of all the essentials you'll need to think of for uni, make sure you get your Unirider. Enjoy unlimited bus travel on Stagecoach bus services in your area at a discounted rate, exclusively for students. Visit stagecoachbus.com for more info.
C-Forbes Flooring have moved, but only two doors up the street. You'll still get the same fantastic deals, the same unrivaled service, and now with more choice and more carpets in stock. The new C-Forbes Flooring is now open, so come along and check out our fantastic opening offers. For the best in carpets, rugs, vinyls and laminates, get along to C-Forbes Flooring, West High Street in Varuri.
C-Forbes Flooring, nothing but the best.
So you've been involved in an accident and you'd like to make a claim. What you don't want is a menu of options.
Press 1 to make a claim today. Press 2 for an update on your claim. Press 3.
What you want is to speak to someone local straight away.
Hello, we've got Christy Clark and Wallace. Stuart speaking.
With over 30 years' experience, our partner Stuart Smith can take you through the process, and in many cases, it's no win, no fee. Call Stuart on Aberdeen 332 400 or visit rayburns.co.uk/claims.
When knees are grazed after a big game, when they take to the stage for 30 seconds of fame, when they colour a picture staying in the lines, when giving up is no option despite moans and whines, give a Mr. Kipling French fancy. It'll show them your pride. But a belting pound for a pack will make you happy inside.
Offer available at participating retailers for a limited time only.
The Sterling Summer Sale must end Monday, 8pm. Everything in the summer collection is reduced by at least 25%, from sofas and beds to tables and chairs and much more. And with up to 3 years interest-free credit, you'll find something whatever your style and budget. With an unbelievable choice of furniture, carpets, homewares and accessories, you'll find everything to furnish and finish your home for less. The Sterling Summer Sale ends Monday, 8pm. Go online or visit Sterling Furniture and Home Store, Bridge of Don, Aberdeen. Representative 0% APR.
The North Sound 1 Finance Report.
With Plexus, winners of Best Oil and Gas PLC at the 2013 UK Stock Market Awards.
The FTSE's down 28 points to 65.96. The pound is down against the euro to €1.18. It's also down against the dollar to $1.60. And Brent crude trading up to 108.90.
North Sound 1 with the best preview of the weekend sports action from across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Scotland's League 2 Peterhead are on the road to Montreux, is currently 4 points off top. In fourth place, manager Jim McAnally.
They're a really well organised side, they're hard working, and for me, they've got two strikers in Gary Wood and me, Brian Deasley, who we know really well. You know, you've got a big guy, wee guy, kind of a routine, and that'll bring its own problems. So, you know, we know that we'll need to play really well to get something for the game. It's a mentality every week where, you know, the opposition come, they try and be awkward, they come with an expectation that isn't there for them really to win the game, whereas the pressure's really in us to win, you know. So, you know, we'll just need to take that and live with it.
In the Scottish Cup, a couple of replays going ahead. Newton Stewart hosts Fort William. Local junior side Cooter hosts Lossiemouth, hoping to take a Hound League scalp the second time of asking. Co-boss from Cooter, Andy Gibson.
After Saturday's game, I think it was an evenly matched game. We probably had the better chances on the day. Jamie McAllister missed a penalty, and their keeper had a couple of very good saves as well. He actually won the Man of the Match award, so that kind of tells a tale that we had chances, we never took them. So I think it's a case of this Saturday try and be a wee bit more clinical around about the box.
Sandy Gibson there of Cooter. Cove Rangers have a weekend off. The champions currently 7 points off the top after 4 games. Cove's Kevin Tindall reflects on the season so far.
It's been a difficult start. We've played a lot of the teams that are going to be favourites for the title along with ourselves. And obviously we're a changed squad. It's going to take a wee time to gel. But overall, we can see enough in the performances that it's going to be a positive season for us.
And to the teams involved in action, Devon Vale are at home to Huntly. Top of the table, Brora Rangers travel to Forest. Inverurie Locos entertain Nairn County at Harlow Park. Keith play host to Bucky Jags. Rothes face second place Wick Academy. Inverness Clack make the short trip down the A9 to meet Strathspey Thistle. And Turriff take on Steve Patterson's for Martin United.
We always get tough games with Turriff. I think they beat us twice last season. We beat them narrowly in the Aberdeenshire Cup about a month ago, so the games are always well contested. You know, I think there's a kind of healthy rivalry in that both clubs entered the Highland League at the same time, you know. So, you know, it's always a competitive game, that's for sure.
And in the juniors, Dave.
Yeah, first round of the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup. We've got 5 ties there. Mod against Dice is an all Super League clash. White Hills against Ellen United. Parkvale travel to Keith to face Isle of Ale. Glentanner against Bridge of Don Thistle. Sides met last week in the league. Bridge of Don winning 4-1. And Devon side against Newmarket United in the PMAC Group Super League. 4 games there. Bankery versus Banks at E. Hermes go to FC Stonywood. Hull Russell United, they're going well. They're at home to Longside. And it's Stonehaven against New Elgin. In the First Division East, Buckenhaven Hearts take on Colony Park. Fraserbury United go to Lewis United. Sunnybank host Cruden Bay. And in First Division West, Birkhead Thistle versus Bucky Rovers. Fockovers at home to Nairn St Ninian. Port Gordon Victoria travel to Forest Thistle. And finally, it's Inverness City against Dufftown.
This is North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Now ahead of 7 hour attention turns to the English Premier League, rugby and more. But first, why not have a shot at this evening's competition and secure a seat for you and a pal at tomorrow's big game at Pittodrie when Aberdeen host Inverness Cali Thistle. Get into the draw by answering this one for us. Which current Dons player was signed from Inverness? Which current Dons player did we sign from Inverness a couple of seasons ago? If you think you know, call us now on Aberdeen 400 969 01224 400 969, and good luck. We'll sort you out with those tickets prior to 7 o'clock. Plus, as I say, English Premier Football and local rugby here in moments on Friday Sport from North Sound 1.
North Sound One, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmore and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sports.
Well, no doubt about the highlight of this weekend's Premier League games, the Manchester Derby, being played on Sunday, takes centre stage. Elliot Cook reports for North Sun One's Friday Sport.
One or two so-called big matches have failed to deliver so far, but the clash at the Etihad promises to be the real deal. Both the managers, City's Manuel Pellegrini and United's David Moyes, are new to the fixture. United have had a tough start to the season. They've already played Chelsea and Liverpool, and the United boss says it should get a little easier from here on in.
We've still got Manchester City to play. But I think after we've played this game, then, you know, we'll have played two or three of our big rivals. And obviously, you know, they'll probably still have to each other to play at different times.
Staying on a derby theme, there's a meeting of West London neighbours tomorrow. Chelsea and Fulham go head-to-head at Stamford Bridge. The return of the special one has been far from that so far. Chelsea have failed to win any of their last four games in all competitions. Mourinho says it's wrong to read too much into their poor start.
We didn't go relegated to the Europa League. We didn't finish third in the Premier League. We lost one match in the Premier League.
Early leaders Liverpool will be looking to return to winning ways when they face Southampton at Anfield. They were held to a 2-2 draw by Swansea this week. Manager Brendan Rodgers says there's more to come from his team.
I believe that the team has still got a lot of improvements, only because of the nature of what I've seen in the games and the potential that we have in the players still to grow. We get Louis back next week, which is, you know, a world-class signing coming back into the picture again.
The Premier League's only other unbeaten side, Everton, are at West Ham. Norwich host Aston Villa, Newcastle face Hull, and bottom of the table, Sunderland, are at West Brom. On Sunday, as well as the big Manchester derby, in-form Arsenal host Stoke, Crystal Palace entertains Swansea, and Spurs go to Cardiff.
Rugby and Aberdeen Grammar fought their way to an 18-11 win over Stirling County at the weekend. They're back at Rubbers Law tomorrow afternoon to meet the club just 2 places and 2 points above them in the table. Ayr, Grammar head coach Kevin Wynas.
Ayr are the reigning champion, and they got narrowly defeated last week, so it will be a fair battle again at Rubbers Law. They will be smarting. They're a good side. They've got some very good players.
Aberdeen v Ayr tomorrow afternoon at Rubbers Law. Well done to Niall Reid, correctly identifying Johnny Hayes in this evening's competition. And weekend coverage, Dave.
Jim is at Cooter against Lossiemouth. Dave and myself are with Andrew Shiney at the Dons. Full commentary on Red TV.